Just go to the Y-Files Facebook page and submit a question. It's that easy. Tune in to the Y-Files every Sunday at 2 p.m. for new episodes. You don't want to pass this up.
Need a lobotomy? Forget about medical doctors. Leave the surgery, drugs, and questionable judgment to the professionals on Off on a Tangent. Listen to our inspirational message of good music and only bizarre conversation live almost every Saturday night at 7 p.m. right here on KNNA.
Six, seven, eight.
Welcome, everybody, to Notes from the Stage right here on a beautiful Thursday evening.
Woohoo!
What?
So exciting.
I know. You have chimed into the Cross 957 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And I am one of your hostesses tonight. I am Callie.
And I'm Ashley.
And I'm David.
Hello.
Yay.
Such a beautiful day today.
Oh, my gosh. The last 3 days have been great.
Yep. I actually got to open my windows at my office. It was fantastic.
Oh, nice.
Had all my papers blow all over the place. It was fun.
So even better, right?
Yeah.
Even better.
Sounds like a party, man.
Yes.
Totally.
We want to thank each and every one of you for joining in tonight to our lovely show that we have tonight. We are going to play lots of music. Ashley keeps glaring at me, but I need to remind myself that it's her contact. And not that she's trying to give you weird looks like something's wrong. And it's freaking me out because she keeps looking at me.
up close, read everything fantastic. Anything past like a monitor's level, like a computer monitor level, past that, I can't. Blurry as all get out. So I keep making like eyeballs at Callie and David, and I'm just
seriously, it's freaking me out because I think something's wrong.
Why? Yeah.
Up in the station,
happening?
We have a TV screen that's like me and Callie can see. It's behind David, and it shows our lineup of our show. I can't read a single thing that's on that TV. I have not a clue what's coming up.
Doesn't stop you from trying.
No,
he's
I know.
Us.
And then glaring at David like, what's David doing wrong now?
Well, it's like 32 years of just being able to see it, and all of a sudden now I'm like, I can't. It's gone. I can't see it.
Getting old.
Yay, contacts.
Yep.
New contacts.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Ashley? Since you can't see it, I'm going to go ahead and tell you.
That's great.
So for tonight, our very first song, before I say what it is, I am dedicating this to a young, fine gentleman who I get the privilege of seeing pretty much every single day. His name is Russell. And he is a huge fan of... The
Mine?
Greatest Showman.
Oh,
of yours?
Maybe
he probably would be.
I feel him. That's a good movie.
Yeah. Russell loves The Greatest Showman. He actually has grown a mustache to look like Hugh Jackman from The Greatest Showman.
That's some dedication.
Isn't that amazing?
Nice.
That is
cool. I know. So him and I were talking this morning, and I told him that, you know, at the radio show tonight that I would love to play a song for him from The Greatest Showman because I love playing anything from that movie.
Amen.
So tonight... Russell, here is From Now On from The Greatest Showman.
I saw the sun begin to dim. And felt that winter wind blow cold. A man learns who is there for him when the glitter fades and the walls won't hold. 'Cause from that rubble, what remains can only be what's true. If all was lost, There's more I gained, 'cause it led me back to you. From now on, these eyes will not be blinded by the light. From now on, what's waited till tomorrow starts tonight. Tonight, let this promise in me start like an anthem in my heart. From now on, from now on, I drank champagne with kings and queens, the politicians praised my name. Of someone else's dreams, the pitfalls of the man I became. For years and years, I chased their cheers, the crazy speed of always needing more. But when
now on, sung by Hugh Jackman and the rest of the cast from The Greatest Showman. That once again, ladies and gentlemen, was for the wonderful, wonderful Russell. So thank you very much for loving this show so much so I got to play it again tonight.
It was good.
I love The Greatest Showman. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
I've seen that one.
Yay! We should have like the background claps that we can do, you know what I mean? Like the audio for that. And there's
yay! We used to have that ability. Jim had put some stuff on the keyboard or whatever and the functions or whatever. You just push it and then it would make certain noises. Jim, get on that. Let's do it.
Let's do that again. I'll make the list of what we want.
We just wanted clapping for when David when he actually sees the movie that we play.
And then when he has it, like, aww.
Or the trombone that's like the wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah.
That's all we need is. Alrighty then.
Okay. Anywho, you know what?
What's that?
I just learned some really cool stuff. Okay, so I collect Barbies. Okay. Mm-hmm. I haven't bought a Barbie in a very long time.
Amen. But I collect them too.
Yeah. Yeah. Ashley, you told me that there were some Barbies that recently have just showed up. I think you can purchase them on the, what was it, on Gershwin's website or something like that?
Yeah, Gershwin. Or you can,
I don't know. Well, you probably search for them, but these are pretty cool.
I'll post the link on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
If you guys are interested.
If Brittany B is listening, you should definitely go check these out. But what are they, Ashley? So what are they?
There's two different limited edition Barbies that were released. One of them is, actually both of them are from Wicked. What is that?
Squee.
Wow.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you do it the rest.
No, I'm just really excited.
Anyway.
Just continue because you're the one that found it.
Well, so one was Glinda and one is...
Elphaba.
Elphaba. I was
helping Elizabeth. You out there.
I'm like, that's wrong. Wrong name. Elphaba. Anyway, yep. Elphaba, yeah. So these Barbies look pretty sweet.
They really do.
Yeah.
And they're actual Barbie ones.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like the...
recreation of the actors.
Yeah. Yeah, they're actual Barbie, which those are my favorite.
Yeah. Is Barbie that... just dressed up in those costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Barbie for Elphaba is painted all green, in case anybody's curious. Just making sure everybody knows. No, it was really cool. I'll post the link on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So if you just search Notes from the Stage, it'll be there.
Cool. Hey, you know, what is some more contact information for us or stuff to whatever? Okay, anyways, go ahead.
Yep. So I also have a Gmail account. So if you ever want to give us any comments, concerns, any dedications, any requests, anything like that, you
but
can
no
just...
criticisms, okay?
It could be nice. You were the bestest ever.
Oh, that's not a criticism.
Well, I know, but we're going to pretend like it is. No, I'm just... Anyway, really, if you want to tell us... Or maybe our mics were down and we didn't realize.
Yeah, definitely Facebook us right away and let us know if something's off.
Let us know.
If something sounds weird.
Yes.
Anyways, go ahead.
Just type in notesfromthestage@gmail.com.
All one word, all lowercase.
Yep, we're real... creative around here with names.
You can also check more stuff out at thecross957.org about our radio station, all the fun things that we do here. We have quite a few shows that that go on. You know, David, you're a part of Off on a Tangent on Saturday nights.
Yep.
And another one. He does another
and they're one. They're you guys do that 7 to 9 p.m. now, right? It's 2 hours instead of one.
2 hour show. Yep.
We've been on that show a few times.
Yeah.
Good times.
Oh yeah.
I like that show. That's a fun show.
And then, let's see here, what else? David, you're also a part of the Y-Files.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's on Sundays at 2?
Yep.
2. That's an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. And then we've got we are Notes from the Stage. Duh. When Music Was Music, they're on Friday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. They play the big band music. When Music Was Music. And a couple other shows and things like that. So definitely go on the website and check us out. You can see all archived shows that we have on there. There's only usually a couple per show. We try to update them when we can. But, you know, things don't get updated right away because guess what, people? This is a volunteer position.
Mm-hmm.
And we get paid by high fives and good jobs and, that's about it.
Distilled water.
And distilled water.
Yeah. Though we will accept cookies if anybody wants to make us those, or a cheesecake.
Yeah.
Just going to throw that out
there. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, or more angel food cake.
Ooh. We should tell mom to definitely make us angel food cake. Okay. We're going to continue on this evening with some more music. And speaking of the Barbie dolls, this is from Wicked. No, I'm that girl. I'm not that girl. I'm not that girl. I'm sorry. I can't see the screen, and now I can. Okay. I'm
making fun of me that I can't see.
Shush, shush, shush. I'm Not That Girl, sung by Idina Menzel from the 2003 musical Wicked.
Yeah, so speaking of Wicked, they are doing a live production, the Broadway production of it.
Oh, that's right. It's like an anniversary thing for them I think it's on NBC or something like that.
Yeah, it's on NBC. It's going to be on October 29th at 10 p.m.
Cool.
That was Eastern Standard
Time. Oh, yeah, so. Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so it's going to be the original ones.
Yeah, Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth.
How exciting Hello. Is that? Now, I'm not always like the biggest fan of Idina Menzel just because that high voice. Ooh,
oh,
my.
Really? Oh,
yeah, I mean, she's her. Like I said.
Have you seen her in Rent?
No.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's
yeah.
That's good.
I mean, yeah.
She's.
But I also don't really.
She just has a lot of
I like
range
Rent's
in
music,
her voice.
But I'm not a fan of the movie.
Oh.
Okay.
But I like the music.
No, it's
I'm
good
all
music.
About it.
It's good music. It's good music. So don't forget to tune into that NBC mm-hmm. next, not next week, but the week after.
Yeah. So about 2 weeks-ish.
Speaking of kind of that and it being close to Halloween.
Woohoo.
Next week, Ashley and I have a fun show put together for all of you. It is a Halloween / cult classic It's kind of a hodgepodge.
Extravaganza.
Wow. You really try to put that word in wherever you can, don't
you? Dude, I haven't said that word in a long time, so.
We need to make you sure with that.
I know. Extravaganza.
Just so that way that when people ask you about it, you can just.
Just
say
read
it's,
it.
It's just daily.
Read it, folks. Just read it.
Yep. So anyway, yeah. If anybody has any, I guess, requests for it, let us know. Mm-hmm. Email us or send us a message on Facebook.
We're really excited about the show. It should be pretty good. Like some things that we've done. Let's hear. We're going to have some Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Mm-hmm.
Adam's Family, the Adam's Family Values. The musical, or no, the Addams Family, the musical, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Probably do some, like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That's a very cult, or Willy Wonka, maybe.
Yep.
With Gene Wilder, that version. Yeah. Some, like, Young Frankenstein.
Yep.
Not to throw everything out there, but if you guys have any suggestions that you'd like to share with us, that'd be awesome.
We will try to accommodate anybody. We do have to make sure it's a family-friendly song for our family-friendly show.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to give us some time to edit the music.
Yep,
or at least find something that's suitable from that show.
Find some music, yeah. Because we do feel that this show up here is a good show for all ages.
Yep.
Doesn't matter if you're 2 or 100.
Well, no, your daughter's up here all the time.
I know.
She's not even 2 yet.
I know. She likes a lot of the music that we play.
She does.
Yeah.
So, it's because you're raising her right.
Most definitely. You know, the show that we have coming up next is... one that Ashley and I got to go see at the Orpheum.
Yeah.
So
cried right through that one, too. I am terrible when I go to plays.
But it's live theater, and it looks like it's just happening.
I get myself immersed into it.
I'm
into it.
I know.
I didn't even know. I've never even seen Wicked, and I was bawling through most of that.
I love it. I love it. So here's some awesome Yul Brynner.
When I was a boy, world was better spot. What was soul was soul, what was not. Now I am a man, world have changed a lot. Something's nearly so, others nearly not. There are times I almost think I am not sure of what I absolutely know. Often find confusion in conclusion I concluded long ago. In my head are many facts that as a student I have studied to procure. In my head are many facts of which I wish I was more certain. I was sure. Is a puzzlement. Shall I join with other nations in alliance? If allies are weak, am I not best alone? If allies are strong with power to protect me, might they not protect me out of all I own? Is it danger to be trusting one another? One will seldom want to do what other wishes. But unless someday somebody trusts somebody, there'll be nothing left on earth excepting fishes. There are times I almost think nobody's sure of what he absolutely knows. Everybody find confusion in conclusion he concluded long ago. Though a man may be in doubt of what he knows, very quickly will he fight, he'll fight to prove that what he does not know is so. Oh, oh, sometimes I think that people going mad. Oh, sometimes I think that people not so bad. I think I must go living life as leader of my kingdom. I must go forth, be father to my children and husband to each wife, etc., etc., and so forth. If my Lord in heaven, Buddha, show the way, every day I try to live another day. If my Lord in heaven, Buddha, show the way.
That was Yul Brynner singing A Puzzlement.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
Well, now you just ruined
it. I know, but.
We even talked about this, like, right before we went back.
I was confused.
Here.
That's all right, because you were going to say,
a cetera, a cetera, a cetera. Literally every time I hear
it's
this.
It's like my favorite part of that Yul Brynner does.
I die
movie.
Laughing.
Isn't that awful?
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know. The way that he says it, it's just so funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was good. Anyway, that's.
Yeah. Yeah. From The King and I. We want to remind you that you're listening to KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Thank you.
Ooh, who's that guy?
That was from the entire cast of Grease 2.
Such a good... I mean, it's not a good movie, but yet it is such a good movie.
It's so horrible, it's good.
Yeah.
The music's really good. And I almost prefer the music from Grease 2 over the first Grease.
You better know. No. Okay. Get
okay,
no.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Boy, I
disagree.
Feel offended now.
Oh, whatever. You are whatever.
I was just messing. We were talking how much I do. I love the soundtrack from this.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Michelle Pfeiffer. She has a good voice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she did any other musical. Mm-hmm. No. Yes, she did. She did Hairspray. Back in the early 2000s.
Oh, I was like, I have to think about
she
that.
She did. Well, I guess it wasn't early 2000s, like mid-2000s. She did Hairspray, and or maybe that came out in like 2010.
Well, now
you
I
should look.
I'm going to Google it.
It came, when it came out, she was in Hairspray with John Travolta and Christopher Walken.
Oh.
I got a fever, and the only prescription
is more
cowbell.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. David. I cannot say Christopher Walken's name without wanting to do that and saying that I need more cowbell.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody watches Saturday Night Live with Will Ferrell, back in the day, it was a script form. Mm-hmm. Blue Oyster Cult. Yeah, yeah, when they were singing. Okay, anyways. Alrighty.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. I don't even know where... something I forgot to mention. So we were talking about our Halloween episode we're doing next week. Okay. I have been watching this new show on Netflix. The Haunting of Hill House.
Is that good?
It is fan-freaking-tastic. Fan-freaking-tastic.
So many questions here.
Okay. Have you guys ever seen the movie The Haunting?
Mm-mm.
I don't even watch Jurassic Park.
Well, I'm not talking to you.
Gremlins,
I'm talking
or
to David.
It. So I'm going to go with no. However, I've seen the 13 Ghosts.
Oh, that was creepy.
Yeah,
that was a creepy movie.
There's another one I've seen. I remember. I do not watch scary movies. Yeah. That is not my jam.
I'm not much of a scary movie person either.
Okay.
I'm wholeheartedly Disney here.
Well, it's really nice because each episode is an hour, so it's like a 10-hour long horror movie, and I am loving it.
Wow.
It is amazing. Okay, so I took a little bit of a break yesterday at lunch at work, and so I'm sitting there. Oh, no, it was breakfast. I'm sitting there eating my bowl of pumpkin spice frosted mini wheats that I bought a case of. And
yeah, she did.
They're limited edition. They last till June. They won't last till June, but they're good till June. I think I'm down to box. I think I've eaten four or five
boxes.
How
many come in a case?
12.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways, so I was sitting there eating my bowl of cereal, and I stop at this one part that I'm watching, and then all of a sudden I go, I'm going to cover my mic a little bit. Ah! I literally screamed like a little tiny girl, and I just start busting up, and Lisa's like, what is wrong? And I was like, I couldn't stop laughing because a part in there just made me jump just like that. And it was like,
Callie doesn't get scared very easy.
Oh, I do.
Well, you startle easy.
I startle easy.
You don't easily scare very easy.
Now, see, these are the things that I get really scared of, is the paranormal stuff. When Paranormal Activity came out, I went and saw that with my dad and my sister.
It's too close
and
to real, like Blair Witch Project.
Yes. And that's what The Haunting of Hill
House
is for me.
I saw that and I had nightmares for months.
Like ghosts and things like zombie
stuff.
Yeah,
okay, where are you
me.
Going tonight?
Oh, I'm going on a ghost tour of Lincoln tonight. It's the bus tour. We do it every single year. This is our sixth year in a row that we've done it.
But my thing is, because I did it one of the years. I don't know if it was your year two.
It was like 3 years
or
ago.
Three.
Yeah.
One of them. Anyway, it's not like we get that many ghosts, like new ghosts added. It's not like we're in Louisiana or something.
There's some new ghost stories that they share every year. But for me, it's the one time a year that I get to hear those stories. And you go on a dark, cold night in October. You're riding on a bus with other people who are enjoying the same thing that you are. And it's still creepy.
Yeah.
Like, they take you all over. Like, they take you to the house where Charles Starkweather had gone in. And, over on Van Dorn. They take you by the state pen and talk about stories from that. It's such a fun time.
It really
and
is
it's
a
very
good time.
Family friendly. Like they don't get inappropriate. They don't get. I
my
mean, it's
cousin
kind of
drives
scary,
it.
But
I think this year.
Oh really?
He's been driving it.
Oh,
So my cousin Brian is driving it. Say, what up?
I'll have to see if Brian's there tonight. Because we're taking one of the deluxe motor coaches. So it might be him.
He's been doing it up until, I don't know about tonight, but up until that, like the last few weekends or whatever, last few nights.
I'll have to tell Brian hi, because I met him on the day of your surgery last summer.
Yes.
Anyways, that was a really long rant. I am very sorry, but if... I'm just saying, like, if you get a chance to check out the Haunting of Hill House, do it. It's phenomenal. It's very well done. And Henry Thomas is in it. Elliot from E.T.
There we go.
Oh,
I was like,
really?
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, he's the dad. And it's just so nice seeing him in something new. I haven't seen him in something for years. And, yeah. And then the lady from Twilight, it's kind of the mom of the vampires.
Got it.
Well, I don't remember what her name is. Carlisle's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, wow, I can't remember that. Wow. Anyways, she's in it. And then the mom from Spy Kids.
She's in it. I don't think I've ever seen Spy Kids, only the first one.
Every time I see her face pop up into screen, I just imagine her like fighting crime with Antonio Banderas.
Wow.
And I can't.
That name attacked you.
Yeah, Antonio Banderas. Anyways, it's a very good show. It's not very kooky and weird. It's very creepy and scary.
Cool.
So if you like horror stuff, I definitely recommend that one. Very good. On that note, let's not turn to creepy stuff anymore.
Let's go to my side of the fun.
Some lighted stuff here. David,
yeah,
did you replace? Yes, you did. Can you take out? Can you take out the one right after where you are? We were gonna play some Moana tonight, but we're gonna not do that anymore.
Oh, that's the one you don't want to play.
Yeah. Okay. So go ahead and.
Okay.
There you go. Perfect. Just had to make sure our lineup was good. We're gonna go ahead and play our Disney segment here. We're gonna play two songs back to back. Enjoy, everybody.
Treguna, Macoides, Trichorum, Satisti, Substitutiary locomotion, mystic power that's far beyond the wildest notion. It's so weird, so feared, yet wonderful to see. Substitutiary locomotion, come to me.
Traguna, Macoides, Trichorum, Satisti. Traguna, Macoides, Trichorum, Satisti.
I don't want locomotiary substitution or remote intransitory convolution. Only one precise solution is the key. Substitutiary locomotion, it must be. Traguna, Macoides, and Trichorum, Satisti. Lovely substitutiary locomotion.
You made substitutiary history with Traguna, Macoides, and a little help from me.
With Traguna, Macoides, and Trichorum,
Thank you. saying do this.
Now when I said that,
no one's saying be there.
I meant walk.
No one's saying stop that.
Look, you don't
no one's saying see here.
Now see here.
We don't run around all day.
Well, that's definitely out.
Back, you heard Substitutionary Locomotion by Angela Lansbury from Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Such a good movie.
Well,
we
know.
Randomly
and,
input.
Hold on.
Okay, cool.
Really quick, really
okay,
quick. Fine. What was the next song that we played? Because we did back to back, so I thought maybe we should probably just say what they were. I Just Can't Wait to Be King.
Yep. I was like, I don't know something about King.
Goodness gracious.
It's a day. I was researching.
It's fine.
That was from Lion King.
It's okay, bro.
So anyway, we chose the first one.
Substitutionary Locomotion. There we go. I said it. Yes.
Yay. Gold star for you.
Woo-woo.
It was Angela Lansbury's birthday.
Yes,
this week.
It was.
Uh-huh.
So her birthday was on October 16th. She is now 93 years old.
She's amazing. She's up there with like Maggie Smith from Harry Potter and Secret Garden, stuff
mm-hmm.
like that,
mm-hmm.
as one of my favorites. Of like the older generation of actresses that have been around since then. I mean,
yeah.
Angela Lansbury played in movies with Judy Garland.
Yeah.
Well, and she still
they did the Harvey Girls together.
I mean, she's pretty much acted on Broadway or acted in movies mm-hmm. pretty much all the way up. I don't know if she's still doing it right now.
She did now her I think one of her last movies that she ever did or that she's done recently. I know she was in Broadway recently.
Mm-hmm.
She did something.
But Dear World was one of her last.
Yes.
I don't know if that's her exact last, but that was one of her big ones mm-hmm. where she was like the main actress.
Movie-wise, though, I think she was, what was that, Nanny McPhee with Emma Thompson? She plays the aunt in that movie.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a minute since I've seen that movie.
Don't even question
no,
my
it is.
Knowledge.
It's just,
girlfriend.
I was trying to think back. We're going to kill it for Disney trivia, though.
Oh, yeah.
Which coming up in, next week?
Next Wednesday. We're doing Disney trivia at Granite City.
Fun.
Yep. We're doing it. Yeah. Pretty excited.
Our nerdism is going to come out real hard.
It's mm-hmm. As Aaron put it, Aaron's doing it with us, by the way.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Jasmine flaked out, but it's fine. Whatever. So, but it's all right. No, it works out perfect. Because we're going to have a team of Aaron, Tina, you, Lisa, Cammie, and I.
Yep.
And we are going to rock this. And as Aaron put it, we finally have a trivia that we might actually do well at.
I know. There was the Harry Potter one, I think, like this week or something. I was
like,
I would have done good at that one, too. But I didn't have time for that.
Yeah.
Nobody got time for that right now. I carved out time for the Disney one.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a gal the other day mm-hmm. who was saying that she read Harry Potter 16 times.
All the books.
Holy cow.
So I've read them about five.
You've read them through five times?
Yeah, but I also have them on audio. Yeah.
That's impressive.
I haven't done the Cursed Child one, the
latest one that came out.
Yeah, I haven't done those.
Like a year ago.
But yeah.
Wow.
I like
to
read.
See, 5 is impressive enough.
I love to read. Love.
1 would be impressive enough for me, actually. I've read the first 4.
Yeah?
That's it. Up to the Goblet of Fire, that's the last one that I read.
I think the 3rd one was the peak of the series, honestly.
Yeah.
It was my favorite book.
Wait, that one was Goblet of Fire, wasn't it?
That one was
Prisoner.
Because
we had the Sorcerer's Stone. Oh, mm-hmm. Prisoner of Azkaban. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they're good. I watch those movies, I swear, almost every weekend.
I know, because they're on TV
and on
every
my phone.
Weekend.
And on my phone.
Oh, and on your phone. Yeah.
So in case I ever get bored at office when I'm routing paperwork, woo!
Yeah,
because that's riveting.
Mm-hmm. Hey, David, I'm going to change something here.
Okay. This poor David. We have just totally...
Well, because we wound
up
talking a lot longer than what we were planning
on.
Yeah,
we did.
So, can you skip this one?
This next one?
No, just leave it. It'll be fine. Let's go ahead and play it. Let's go ahead and play it. It'll be good.
When the news is all bad, when you're sour and blue, when you start to get mad, you should do what I do. Tell yourself how lucky you are. When your life's going wrong, when the fates are unkind, when you're limping along and get kicked from behind, tell yourself how lucky you are. A whiny cry, a cloudy sky, an empty purse, a crazy universe. My philosophy is simply things could be worse. So be happy you're here. Think of life as a thrill. And if worse comes to worse, and we all know it will, thank your lucky star you've got this far. And tell yourself how lucky you are. How lucky, how lucky, how lucky, how lucky, how lucky, how lucky you are.
That bird let the clover drop somewhere inside of a great patch of clovers 100 miles wide. I'll find it or bust. I'll find my friends on their small speck of dust. Yes, clover by clover by clover, with care, I'll listen and I'll call. Are you there? Are you there?
How Lucky You Are, from Seussical the Musical, sung by David Shiner. Yeah, I've never seen Seussical the Musical.
Neither have I.
Yeah, that's okay.
Is it the Horton, the Horton story, or is it a bunch of stories?
There's a bunch of stories. But they're all kind of tied in with each other.
Yeah.
So.
That's neat.
Yeah, it is
pretty
cool.
Dr.
I
Seuss.
Would love to see how that is done.
Yeah.
But yet, I don't know. I don't know. It's one of those that's like, I think I would be really excited to see it, but yet I don't know if I would. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like a little more pizzazz, a little more of a story.
Jazz.
Not so much of a child story, but yet I like Disney. Don't quote me. Anyway, so on Broadway,
yes,
kind of happening right at the moment. A new weird movie. Jeez.
Yes,
Broadway just got released.
Uh huh.
Yes. Ow!
I said ow before you even hit me with the pen.
Yeah, that's right. I am throwing objects at Kelly
because I'm being annoying. Okay, yep. Go.
King Kong just got released on Broadway.
That is pretty cool.
I want to see how.
On
42nd Street. They have a big billboard now. Big LED screen billboard for it. Right up there along with Chicago and the Wicked and Phantom. All of those big time ones. They finally have it up there.
That's pretty cool.
That opened on the 5th
That'd be
of October.
Fun to go see, actually.
I wonder how they do King Kong. I wonder know how they...
Maybe we'll have to try to find some music now.
Right?
Yeah.
I want to know how they're going to... I'm going to have to go and YouTube it a little bit, so I may post a little something, guys, on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go stalk it a little bit.
That'd be pretty cool.
And then Todrick Hall, who we've talked about before in the past, is, I think, one of my favorite artists.
Mm-hmm.
Not well known. He's actually right now writing his own album, which he wants to turn into a Broadway play that's about his life, but it also relates to Wizard of Oz. Anyway... He was in Kinky Boots.
Didn't he do that album?
I said he's trying to make it into a Broadway play.
Oh, I definitely see that.
Right.
We should definitely.
Yeah, he
like
wrote
flood
it as a Broadway play, and he's trying to get it funded now as that.
Oh.
Right. So anyway, because he's already on a second album, he's already moved past it.
Yeah.
We saw him here live for that second album. Anyway.
I know. Okay.
So he is right now in Detroit playing Billy Flynn, who is the lawyer from Chicago.
I know. That's pretty cool.
I know. He was also in Kinky Boots back in the few months ago. So,
yeah.
Almost a year.
He's a really talented singer and rapper and
songwriter, producer, choreographer, stylist.
I mean, like his whole production of everything, like even just on stage that we saw, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really he really knows his stuff, and I really liked it.
In that second album, he wrote it, recorded it, got all his friends together to help record it, and then choreographed it, did the styling, the actual shooting of the videos in like less than 2 months.
Dang.
He didn't even start writing it until
I'm so mad we didn't go meet him.
It's all right. I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
I know, which I think is so lame.
I am super shy. I would have seen him, I would
We were at the Todrick Hall concert, and all they said was, if you buy a piece of merch, you can go and meet him and get an autograph and all this stuff. Because there wasn't that many people there. I mean, it wasn't.
Well, he's real low-key. He's not like Celine Dion.
No, definitely not.
You know what I mean? Like, there's not that many people.
Yeah,
no.
But he's.
I think he will be.
But Ashley's like, no, because I think I'll just start crying. I'm like, seriously?
Yeah,
I don't think he'll care. He won't
I do, because then I have to take a photo and I'll look like a hot mess.
Well, whatever. Anyways,
maybe next time he's gonna be around.
I hope so.
Next time around, we'll
do it
again. Catch him again.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like we have probably time for one more song, and I'm probably driving everybody nuts the last couple of weeks. I pretty much
she's keeping poor David on.
No. That song right here, that's highlighted, David.
Okay.
Right there, just leave it. But I'm saying everybody else in Radioland that I've been playing a lot, I've chosen a lot anyways of Mamma Mia 2. You and I have.
Well, we just seen the movie. And
yeah.
We just got tickets to go see Cher for next year.
It comes out next week on DVD.
But you are a huge Mamma Mia fan in general.
I am. I am. So this is from Mamma Mia 2.
I have known love before. I thought it would no more take on a new direction. Still, strange as it seems to be, it's truly new to me.
Amanda Seyfried, Christine Baranski, and Julie Walter singing I've Been Waiting for You.
Such a good song.
This was the moment in the movie when Ashley and I both started bawling.
Oh, yeah. Now, I like Mamma Mia 1 and 2, but I'm not like a diehard. Boy, that's good that we both have the same word, die choice. Yeah, I'm not the diehard, but man, I don't know what that song came on. It wasn't even like it's two tears escaped. No, singing, no. It was like full on.
Yeah.
Just hysterical crying.
Well, she's singing about, you know, her being pregnant and things like that. Mm-hmm. And waiting for
and
that.
And then her mom wasn't there.
And her mom not there. And it's just, yeah, it's just sad.
It's sure very sad.
Emotional. I know, right? Oh. Speaking of emotional, everybody, we want to thank you for joining us right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Everybody, make sure you guys tune in next week for our cult classic / Halloween show.
Yes.
It'll be on Thursday, 5 to 6.
Mm-hmm. Should be a good show.
All three of us are going to be there.
Woo woo!
Uh-huh.
Okay, so don't forget to join us every Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on KNNA LP 95.
5 to 6.
Oh, what did I say? 7 to 9? I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry, every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m.
Night, everybody.
Bye.